My name's Shannon, and I am from the Fuzzy Robes.
Hey, I'm Lucas. I'm from the Fuzzy Robes, and we're talking about a new record, Midday Prayers.
The debut Fuzzy Robes record came out back in 2021. What's it like looking back on that for you, and talk me through how you approached this new one?
Like, looking back on where we got to with Night Prayers or whatever, it was definitely a sort of like darker sound thing. And I think it was sort of like engaging with nighttime. Like, nighttime's a little bit spooky. And so I think that was what we were thinking, like, make music that kind of sounded a little bit spooky and peaceful at the same time, but acknowledging of spookiness or something. And then with this one, biggest difference is probably like, we were like, oh, we'll try and make something a bit light feeling or chirpier to sort of maybe encapsulate the day's optimism or something.
Yeah, that whole thing, I think the first one had a bit more room for reflection and more harder, darker emotions being drained at the end of the day and, you know, handing that over or whatever. And the new one for me is like, yeah, that more of a optimistic pick-me-up or something. I think we already started working on the second one before the first one came out, right?
Yeah, it was like 3 months after we'd finished mixing or something, the first one. We just got stuck into making the next.
I was living in a flat in East Christchurch and, well, kind of squatting in a house that the church owned. And so we kind of set up in there and then also went around different chapels and recorded there as well.
It was like, in Lucas's house, there was no carpet and no furniture. It was like completely barren. It was like a skeleton house. And yeah, and we went to like the secondhand shop and bought lots of blankets and literally like nailed them to the doorframe, like to the ceiling and stuff to try and make it sound less empty.
Let us be at peace within ourselves.
With this album, we worked with Rosa Elliott. She's like a choral composer in Christchurch, and she's really amazing. And I think that her ability as like a choral composer was super simplified for this. But yeah, that was really cool. She was really quick. Our approach to it is sort of like axes and hammers, kind of trying it, trial and error kind of thing, but she just churned out that really quickly. That
was I think cool. She just knows how the more classical choral harmony and stuff like that works a bit more. She's used to singing choirs. Mm.
And then I found out she could play the flute. So then she's doing all the flute stuff on the album as well.
Realizing that we are all nourished from the same source of life, may we so live that others be not deprived of air, food, water, shelter, or the chance to live.
So in the Anglican church tradition, there's a like a daily rhythm of prayer, which is morning, midday, evening, and then night prayer. So Night Prayer was the last album. Midday Prayer is this one. And basically it's words, readings, poetry that the church kind of prays daily. And the idea is that you have people around the globe that are kind of doing the same or similar kind of thing. So yeah, this album is an adaptation of the different bits in Midday Prayer. Yeah.
The track listing is like there already, and so it's just kind of working out what the music does to tell that story or something, I think a little bit as well. And so with Midday Prayers, we're just trying to think about everything that feels like the middle of the day, or just like different moods and things that feel like the middle of the day. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I think it's also that thing of like, because the words are already written and we didn't want to mess with them, so I think that kind of changed it as well, because you had to change the melody to fit the words. You couldn't change the words to fit what you're thinking melodically. So I think that was quite difficult. It's the first bit in Midday Prayer. So, and its function in that sense is to invite the Holy Spirit or Wairua Tapu to kind of be present within us. And I think that first one is really about kind of setting our attitude or our posture and kind of go like, we're taking time out to reflect on this spiritual thing.
Tune-wise, I just made a bunch of loops going into it. Like, I just made some riffs, and that was one of the first ones I have. So it sounds like the news or something. That was kind of, I guess, the idea of that. Yeah.
Assigned readings, assigned psalm readings for every day, but there's also some in the prayer book. There's a section of Psalm 119 for every day. So we just chose one of those sections.
That track was kind of inspired by like Stereolab's Dots and Loops album. So it just seems kind of like bubbly and trippy. Like all across that album, it feels so much energy or something. So that's what I was kind of thinking. That's Rosa singing on that one, and she did the vocal arrangement stuff for it. And then also she played flute. Usually when you go to like some sort of service, there's this, it's not my favorite part of a service. Someone goes, say hi to the person next to you. So that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh yeah, we'll do something like this. And so the sort of like vision behind this one, imagine it's like the middle of summer and it's real hot outside. And you go home from school early, and Guy and I were saying, like, the music sounds like your raro is like real hot in the in the juice bottle in your backpack. It just sounds like a hot summer's day walking home. Thank you. some of the Fuzzy Robes heads out there may recognize this track title from the first album, which was from the Night Prayers one, but this one we're like, is it still part of the service or whatever? So we're like, well, I guess we'll do a different version of it. We did this one heaps. I think the organ is like the one at Sister Evelyn's.
Mm.
It's real creaky, that organ. Like, it's super old. Like, it would have been there from...
Yeah, when it was built.
Yeah, when it was built.
It's like 100 years old.
Yeah. And so it's like a pump organ. Like, and so you're like moving your feet up and down to fill it with air. And it's just like... And so we ended up like miking the wall on the other side of the room and then just playing as loud as possible to try and make the... think the room to like resonate more or whatever. And then the cool thing about organs is that like, the whole room kind of fills with sound a bit more when you do that. So guy was like cranking it and like ringing with the pedals, and then you can still hear like it's very creaky, I think, in the recording, but it's kind of charming in its own way, I suppose. This one, and which is probably like the extent of my drumming ability, to be honest. It's very sort of minimal. It sort of took I think a little bit of inspiration from Hand of Doom by Black Sabbath, and it's got that kind of like soft, like cool, dry drum tone. Then that sort of like computer voice on it, that's kind of like an idea, sounds a little bit like a Radiohead kind of thing or something from OK Computer. But we love Blurter, me anyway.
Yeah,
I love Blurter. And so I was, you know, there's that song Dance All Around the World that has like the weird little like speech about the castle and like the guards threw down their weapons and stuff. I was like, oh, that would be a good idea, how to do like liturgy over that. The computer voice is kind of like doing that kind of thing. Also, it's kind of funny when you have a computer voice, it sounds like authoritarian or something.
Let us beware of the source of being that is common to us all and to all living creatures. Let us be filled with the presence of the great compassion towards ourselves and towards all living beings. Same source of life, may we so live that others be not deprived of air, food, water, shelter, or the chance to live. us pray that we ourselves cease to be a cause of suffering to one another. With humility, let us pray for the establishment of peace in our hearts and on earth.
Probably Collect for Midday. I think it's probably the most Flaming Lips or something. Sounds a little, but it was really fun doing like this, the little like orchestral freak out jam at the end. I wanted it to get a harp to do this like ding 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 thing. So I just tuned my guitar like a nylon guitar to be like the open chord, and then just strummed it kind of like a harp to make it do that sound.
Say.
Lord's Prayer was one that we put off till the very last to do because I didn't want to do it.
Because we knew it was going to be bloody hard.
I didn't want to do it because it's probably like the most widely known sort of like prayer or biblical prayer or whatever. And so for those who don't know or whatever, it's like the disciples were like, what are we supposed to say when we pray, right? And
then
Jesus was like, say this. That's what I was reluctant to try and make musical because I was like, oh, how am I going to do this? Like, I just didn't really think it was going to work. I don't really know what we were thinking in terms of like musical inspiration so much. I think maybe the first thing was just like we made a little beat just on the computer or something, and then Guy played bass. Like he came up with that great bass line. It's kind of flowing, and that's kind of like, I don't know, where the mojo came from for it, I think.
This one was quite interesting because in the Anglican Church, there's certain bits that only priests are allowed to say. And a blessing like that, that particular kind of blessing, is one of them. So we got our friend Spanky Moore to come and do it.
So he sang it for us. Some of the lifetime BFM listeners may remember a band called Clown Dog from back in the day. Spanky was the singer and songwriter of Clown Dog.
And a host on RDU for years.
Yes.
Breakfast host, yeah.
Well, I think, yeah, for us growing up or whatever, he was the breakfast host. And you were like, oh, that, oh, is that, yeah, Spanky, he's pretty cool. or whatever. Yeah. So it was kind of, yeah, well, I don't know, it was nice, you know, being, I guess, being older and be like, oh, hey, yeah, come to this. Yeah.
May the Creator bless you.
I'm Shannon from Fuzzy Robes.
Hey, I'm Lucas from Fuzzy Robes, and you're listening to Totally Wired on BFM.